Virgil Geddes is a successful playwright and poet who went to New England, the home of his ancestors, to become a country postmaster. A hitch in the Navy during World War I and a stay of several years in Paris as financial editor of the Chicago Tribune's European edition had taken him far from his small-town background, so that his coming to Brookfield, Connecticut, was, in a sense, a homecoming. During the 20s and 30s, he had become well known as the author of Native Ground, Behind the Night, From the Life of George Emery Blum, The Earth Between, and many other plays. The American Academy of Arts and Letters and the National Institute of Arts and Letters have honored him with their award for outstanding achievement in literature. Yet, in the simple occupation he adopted in a quiet New England town, he found some satisfactions he could get nowhere else. This is Virgil Geddes' creed.
I was born in Nebraska and raised on the prairie by my grandparents, who gave me what few beliefs I have. These have not changed much over the years, since my experiences in life have, for the most part, merely fortified these few primary convictions. My grandfather believed in not being in a hurry, but he expressed it in a remarkable way. Walking across the prairie at a dog trot one day, he was on his way to town, a distance of 8 miles, to pick up his mail. He was overtaken by another prairie farmer with horse and buggy. "Want a ride, Mr. Geddes?" he was asked. "No," he replied, "I am in a hurry." Visitors from the city would often ask my grandmother if she did not find it lonely, living far away in the country and seeing strangers so seldom. "No," she would answer firmly, "I never have time." These two attitudes toward life represent to me deep-seated and fundamental beliefs. Otherwise, they would never have been expressed so succinctly by a comparatively inarticulate people. The world today is a tough place for the artist. It is too much in a hurry, and usually for the wrong reasons. My grandfather was in a hurry also, but he did not want to be distracted by hurry-up devices, such as a horse and buggy. He preferred to walk. I often wonder how he would have resisted automobiles and traveled by air. Time, as we once knew it, has practically been destroyed. An accomplishment, which is tied closely to growth, cannot be in a hurry. I also believe in struggle. It sharpens the wits, develops one's originality, and keeps one from dying sooner than is necessary. To be an artist requires constant struggle. Just to live is comparatively quite easy. Almost anyone can live, in one manner or another, for the simple reason that he hasn't any other choice. But to become an artist demands an effort. Art is not something which one inherits, but something which a few people achieve. Many writers are content to write about that. To write about that requires only a modicum of talent. You read a few books, grab a subject out of the blue, so to speak, and write in a way that has been used before. The easiest people to write about are the dead. I always try to write about this because it requires more imagination, more struggle. It makes you look at the people around you and inside yourself. I believe it takes more courage to believe in someone or something than to reiterate the heresies and failures of a seemingly decadent world. Life being both the strange and also familiar thing that it is, I believe entirely too much fortitude is put into perpetuating unreality. Machines and the tremendous reductions in time and space have forced us to live in a world that is often abstract. The temptation to let one's personality become an abstraction also is very great. Therefore, I believe that a simple occupation like that of an old-fashioned country postmaster, of which I am one, is often the best thing that could happen to a sensitive person. Also, I should say, to a creative writer. It is a great cure for a torn soul, of which I was one, and a lesson to the hurried mind that people are still people and not things.
That was Virgil Geddes, playwright and poet, who writes about his recent experiences in the book Country Postmaster.